Friday, October 4th. Tattoos today? A big fat zero. Books today? A big fat zero. Why? First of all, Chloe and Zoe were mad because I didn't come to school early and they had 17 people waiting for tattoos. Well, excuse me, but I had a French test today that I had to study for. Then at lunch, there were 25 people waiting, but instead of sitting at table 9 and helping me, Chloe and Zoe sat at the CCP table on the other side of the cafeteria. I could see them giggling and acting all flirty with Jason, Ryan, and Matt, while I was supposed to be working my butt off like Cinderella or somebody. But I nearly freaked when I saw Mackenzie give Chloe and Zoe invitations to her rescheduled party for next Saturday. They were pink envelopes with big white satin ribbons tied around them, just like the one she had given me, and then taken back when she uninvited me. Chloe and Zoe were acting all happy and sucking up to Mackenzie, even though they knew she hated my guts. So I did the most mature and rational thing possible under the circumstances. I quit. If I have to draw one more tattoo, I'm going to vomit. I thought Chloe and Zoe were my real friends, but now I can see that they were just using me all along to earn that trip to NYC for National Library Week. How could they do this to me? Then Brandon came up to my locker all smiley and said he wanted to interview me for the newspaper after school. But I told him to just forget it because my tattoo career was over. He asked me if I was okay, and I said, "Yeah, it's all good. I just need to find some new friends." He just blinked and looked kind of confused. Then he shrugged and walked away. So now it's like Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon are all tripping. I hope the three of them have a blast at Mackenzie's little party, since they all got invited and I didn't. But it wasn't like I was jealous of them or anything. I mean, how totally juvenile would that be?